Thursday night, Chodesh Halvavos. Okay, Hashar Hashvi. We'll quickly go over from the beginning of the Shar. Omar. Hivin Shekvar, the Barn El El Bekaneya. Chodesh Halvavos. Said many times, and I'll say it again. Chodesh Halvavos is a very, very structured sefer, very scientific, very structured, very rational, very logical. He starts off every shiur explaining the sequence. He has a tremendous sequence in the sefer. It builds up from every shiur, builds on the ones that came before. There's a very specific sequence. And rather, the first perek of every shiur always gives you the definition, which is a very modern, rationalistic way of thinking. If you don't know the definition of something, you can't work on it. So the Perek Aleph of every Shar is, what are we talking about? What's the definition? And here also, so Shar Shvi, the Hakdama, explains why he put it in this particular place, and he explains its importance and the necessity of it. And then Perek Aleph will say, well, what is tshuva? Exactly, what is it? And he does this in every shiur. It's really a very modern sefer, I call it. Very rational, very logical, very scientific. His whole method is a scientific method. It's extremely structured. And it's also what we call a chiltens. It's also how-to. He doesn't just discuss the theory of every shiur. He also, it's a handbook also of how to develop what he's talking about. So he does that also for you. So Ashar Ashvi talks about tshuva, and he says, Omar, we're going to start from the beginning again. We'll go through it quickly, I hope. Kivin Shekvar Dibarnu Le'el B'Kniya. The Shar before discussed Kniya, discussed Bittul to Hashem, discussed that a person could never really do enough. He owes everything to Hashem, and everything he does, he has to have this feeling of bittul towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Chodesh Halvavos' perspective on anova. We call it anova, he calls it kniya. His perspective on kniya is vis-a-vis your relationship with Hashem, that you really have nothing of your own. There's no ego there, there's nothing there. Everything is a gift from Hashem. And once you feel that way and you learn Shar Kniya, you will develop a sense of anova vis-a-vis your relationship with people also. But the Iker is vis-a-vis Hashem. So he says, if the Kniya comes tshuva, because it's the Yesod L'tshuva V'reishisa. Now he says, he uses two words here. It's the foundation of tshuva, meaning everything builds on that. You can't do tshuva properly unless you develop a sense of kniya. We'll say in a moment why. And vereishisa, it's really the first step to doing tshuva. In other words, in the tshuva process, your first step will be to develop kniya. So, especially, so why? Because especially based on the hakdama that he's about to say, that the necessity for tshuva is that a person could really never do enough. And you know, what we simply know as the pasuk, Asher Adam Ein Tzadik Boretz, Asher Yaaseh Tov V'lo Yechta, Chodesh Halvavos develops it as is his derech. Logically, it's not just a pasuk. It's logical a person could never repay Hashem, could never be mamale his chov that he owes HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the bestowal of all the tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, which is of course in the previous Sharam, Shar Avodas Elokim, and Shar Yichud HaMaisa, and Shar HaBachina, all those Sharam, right, set us up. So therefore, a person with Kaniya, again, the Kaniya equals Anova, will always feel, I want to do better, I must do better, I don't do enough. I'm not perfect yet. I owe Hashem more. There's more I should do. So that really sets you up for tshuva. In other words, you can do better, which is what tshuva is, as I'll explain. You can do better than what you've done in the past. Because tshuva is not, he'll say it's not just tshuva. Lack of perfection leads to tshuva. In tshuva, you're trying to be better, to rectify what you didn't do correctly. But that's also sins of omission as well. So kniya will be the stepping stone to tshuva, because the nichna will always feel that he has to do better. He owes Hashem more. So kivin shekivar dibanu le'el b'kniya v'hisod l'tshuva v'reishisa ro'isi l'hasmech l'kat. So I figured the next logical thing to write about is tshuva. Bir hagdaro seha, to explain its moving parts. Ofane shleimusa, and how to do complete tshuva, right? We even say in Shmoneh Esrei, v'chatzveinu b'tshuva shleima l'fanecha. So we want to have complete tshuva. So we're going to talk about it. V'ish ani chayev, I feel obligated to do it, he says. I have what to say, I'm obligated to teach it. He says in Shara Avodas Elokim, the Chavis Avodas starts off also using such a phrase. He says that I have to stimulate people in Avodas Elokim, and it's a chov. I feel a chov, or else you have a chov to teach. If you know something, so you have a chov to give it over. That's how he talks there also. Here he says also, Fisha Nichayev. The Omar Tchila B'chovas HaTshuva. So first I'm going to talk about in the Hagdoma why Chovas HaTshuva. Chova, he doesn't mean, I don't think he means the Chova to do Tshuva. He's using the words, the necessity of tshuva, why it's muchrach. Like you say, a person is basically chayav misa. Chayav also means it's muchrach, he has to. So chayvus hatshuva is that it's mechuyav, meaning it's a, you have to have it. It's muchrach. It's muchrach. The ahechecha maybe eleo, and why it's muchrach. Shekvernas baralanu b'derech haseichel u'midivrei Torah Hashem, and the order of the Chayvus Halvavus is not a mistake. It's not the Chayvus Halvavus, as we all know by now, that the Chayvus Halvavus puts seichel above Torah Hashem in the following sense. In the following sense, that the Torah Hashem, that's what Shara Avodas Elokim is all about. Torah is a stepping stone to understanding. You have to reach your own understanding, your own havana. You have to develop your own understanding of the nature of Hashem, of your chiyuv, of life, what you're doing here. You have to develop your own. You use Torah for that. Now, in Shara Avodas Elokim, he tells us why it's sheer folly and it won't work if you try to do it without Torah. So if you want to go to India, because Rabbi Linwood said the Iker is to meditate and understand the nature of Hashem while you're chanting your, what's it called, your
mantra.
Your mantra, right, thank you. So it's not going to work. And that's what the Chavis HaLovis talks about, Charavodas HaLokim, why it's not going to work. But that's really the goal. In other words, you start off eating matzah on Pesach, but then you learn, why am I eating matzah on Pesach? What's it supposed to do to me? How is it supposed to affect me? Why am I a better person, a better Jew? Is my relationship with Hashem determined by my eating matzah on Pesach? And that's what you're supposed to do. So, and seichel, you're supposed to, at the end of the day, understand chokhmah, understand Hashem. Hashem is Seichel Mufshot, right? Hashem is called the Seichel Mufshot. And you're supposed to understand the nature of Hashem. That's already, you're getting into Nevuah, you're getting into Torah HaNistar. That's the higher form. We just had in a bunch of places in Ein Yaakov, right, from Rav Kook, that's the goal, is to learn Torah HaNistar. That's the Nigla is a stepping stone to Nistar. Al Koponim, if you read the advertisements for the Zohar, you see that the Mashiach's not going to come till we all learning Zohar.
Or at least buy it.
What?
Or at least buy it.
Well, we have it. We sure have it, yeah. So, but the fact that he put Seichel first is not by accident. As long as it's based on what you learn in the Torah, your own Seichel will inevitably be influenced, inevitably. That's why they're all mushkasim in India. They're all very immoral, evil people. At least the ones we found out about. What does the Gemara say about Avodah Zarah? Maseches Avodah Zarah. Krovim and Rechokim. Rashi brings it down a Chumash. Me'akrovim, you know the nature of the Rechokim. For the ones you know about, you could extrapolate already to the ones you don't know about. So here also is the same thing. For the gurus that were exposed, you know about the gurus that weren't exposed. Okay, so Kvar Nesbor Alon of Derech HaSeichel Medivri Torah Hashem, logically and from the Torah, we know it's not possible. A person can't, right? If you learn Shar HaBechina and you read books of that nature about what the Neflos HaBorei, what he does for us every second, so it's not Shayach that we should do all that we would be Mechuyev to do, let's say based on the Hakdama to Shar Avodas HaLokim, where he talks about the Chiyuv of Akara Satov, so it's not Shayach. But here, besides the enormity of what we would have to do to pay back Hashem for creating us, he now gives a very logical, he says, you know, it's not possible. He says, it's not possible to be perfect. It's logically not possible for a person to be perfect. And what he says, because a person goes through different stages in life. A person has so many... He says there's so many different moving parts in a person's life. A person has so many aspects to his nature, right? A person has different tchunas hanefesh. A person goes through different stages in life, right? Let's say you get married, right? So you don't know how to treat your in-laws. You were never married before. So all of a sudden you have to learn how to treat your in-laws. So you're inevitably going to mess up. It's not shaykh. There's so many changes in a person's life, where he lives, or even, right, till now he was an employee, and all of a sudden he's an employer. So all of a sudden he could do Oshek, or Ovel, or if he was an employer up until now, all of a sudden he's an employee, and he has to work, and he has to learn Hilchos Shechiras, right, how hard a laborer has to work, he's not allowed to waste any time. He's a father. He's a grandfather, a person, he moves, he lives here, he lives there. He says it's not a person undergoes. It's an interesting idea, the Chaim Zolotar says. He says a person undergoes so many changes in his life, both mitzad what he is, who he is, what he's doing, how he was reacting, what position he's in, what role he has to play. Sometimes the situation calls for patience, sometimes it calls for anger, sometimes it calls for it's all different things. He says, you got to mess up. It's not possible not to mess up. Hashem in Amoskol, just pure logic, he has so many different aspects to his being, right? A father, a grandfather, a son-in-law. The Hevdele Yosodos Herkevo, he has so many different needs. He's made up of a guf, has certain needs. A nefesh has certain needs. They're always fighting with each other. He has emotional needs. He has social needs. Right? He's made up of different factors in his makeup. V'nigudei tchunos nafsho. And he has so many different tchunos hanefesh. The sibos tenuosav. And let me just finish the sentence. And he has so many different things that motivate him. In his life, every day, something's always happening that would motivate him to do something else. And because of all of these things I just said, he has to change. He has to change from being authoritative to being compliant. He has to change from being all the things you can think of. So he's going to mess up. He can't be perfect. Yeah.
I'm not sure this is a question for tomorrow night, but tonight, but it relates to what the Rebbe is saying. When a person is environmental, ideally he should, I assume, know how often.
That's for tomorrow night. It's not for now. Okay. Okay. I'm saving it for tomorrow night. I don't want to be bored. V'lochei. Therefore, what's going to happen inevitably, because, again, it's an interesting idea. He's saying logically, it's not just because you can't be perfect, because you can't be perfect, because you can't be a goody-goody your whole life. He ties it into the idea of change, an idea of so many different, right? Sometimes you have to be happy, sometimes you have to be sad, you know? You start thinking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash on Simchas Torah, right? Sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're sad. L'chein who also harotzoi v'amagunas, and sometimes you do what's right, you do what's wrong. Ha'ovel v'hatzedek, ha'tov v'hara, v'lefika chutzrach l'resen torasi u'matzor medini. So you need rules and regulations. You need rules to tell you what to do. You need the Torah to tell you how to react. You need society sometimes to bound you in, because you can't maintain that constant state of flux and always do the right thing. So that's why logically, tshuva, you're going to mess up. So there has to be in the world a way to become better, to better yourself. Asher l'dvar Torah Hashem b'kach, and we see it from the Torah as well. I mean, that's the logic of why you need tshuva. The logic of tshuva itself, we'll see, we'll learn about it. When tshuva was before the world, when something was created before the world, whatever it means that it's necessary for the world to exist. We said last week, time wasn't created yet, so there's no concept of before. It means the world needs it. That's it. That's the person's like a wild donkey. The moon is not perfect. The kochavim are not perfect. Afki enosh rima. We won't go into what that means, but the point of the pasuk is the latter. The point we want to learn is the latter part of the pasuk, afki enosh rimo ben adam toleya. So a person who's much more temporary, who's much more physical than these items, so certainly can't maintain the level of avodas Elokim that's needed. The Omar Mayistok Enosh Imkeo Umayizke Yuludisha. Okay. The Chivanchin is Barra Mitsius Emili Hodem as Chavosab Ma'asov. So, okay, we got through that. We now know that, we now clarified that a person can't possibly fulfill all of his obligations to Hashem. He can't. Logically, and there are psukim to that effect. So, Harei Mechazdei Habori Yisala Allah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did a tremendous chesed to us. Noson lo efsharus l'saken ta'uso. Right? Because we said last week, logically you say, well, how can I pull myself up by my own bootstraps, as it's called? If I messed up, I messed up. So like, I have a flaw. So how am I supposed to rectify the flaw? Like, where do you start? So Hashem gave us the possibility, conceptually, He gave us we can better ourselves. We can do it better. You have in you the ability to be better than you could always stay. You could always grow. It's a tremendous chizik. It's a very optimistic approach. He says that's a koach mechaste Hashem. Since you're always going to mess up, so Hashem gave us an efsharus always l'sakin ta'uso, u'lehoshim masha avadlo mimashmato, and to restore what you messed up regarding your obedience to Hashem, regarding doing the right thing, you can always restore it with tshuva. He didn't say what tshuva is yet. He's going to talk about that. In the Hakdama, he just gives you a pep talk. That's all his hakdamas, our pep talks. So here it's a pep talk why it's necessary and to realize that its existence is a tremendous chesed. V'lachzor eilav mitoch hashgacha bo, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us and is mashgiach, is looking at us, but looking meaning he's concerned about us. He cares about us. Sometimes we don't believe it. We don't think that way. We don't think that Hashem cares about little old me. Sometimes we hope he doesn't care about little old me. But sometimes we think he's busy with big things. He's busy. What does he care about if I get this job or not? Like, so, b'chanina olav. B'chashgachabol b'chanina olav. And not only did Hashem create the existence of tshuva, but you know what he did? He encourages us to do tshuva. He spurs us to do tshuva. He encourages us. He demands it. He requests it. He makes it possible. He sends us. The chizik as adover b'meshakro l'kach. He calls him to do tshuva. He makes it into a mitzvah. The mitzvah to do tshuva. But odir al salon is mechazik it. It could be the Nevi'im that he sent to Klal Yisrael, but you know it could be slipping on the ice and breaking an arm. It could be anything that happens in your life is a shliach of Hashem to spur you to do tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechazik. He created it, and he's mechazik it by calling upon the person to do it. He's mechazik the person to do it, right? He created it. He's mechazik it by calling upon us to do it. He's mechazik us to do it through shlichav u'bechirav. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays a game, so to speak. The kibel, he accepts amas lo seinu. He accepts our excuses. We say we're going to be better. He's mochel ne'avera. He accepts our excuses. We were weak, we didn't know what we were doing, we didn't realize, we didn't know, we didn't think. We were sorry, I won't do it again. He accepts these excuses. Bisitoseinu, when we veer away, mimashmato. So that's part of tshuva also, as we'll see. The Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts our tshuva, sees us in a new light, and is mochel the past. So our Kadosh Baruch Hu created tshuva, calls upon us to do tshuva, sends shluchim to us to pep talk us into doing tshuva, to be ma'oros to do tshuva in case we're forgetful. He accepts our excuse why we are not acting the way we're supposed to act. The hiftichanu, and he promises us lekablo mimenu b'chefetz, that he will accept that tshuva, that he will accept it b'rotzon. And what's the Rambam's lashon by tshuva? Now he's Nechmon V'Noyim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he created it. He made it possible. He bangs us over the head till we do it. And then he says, oh, you're so wonderful. You're so Nechmon. You're so Noyim. The Yamaher Lirtzos Olsanu. We find favor in his eyes again. Quickly, we can be Chote. A person be Chote for many, many years. And he does proper tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the next minute, he's ready to be mekabel him and embraces him. The Yamar Lirtos Olsanu. V'afim hirbeinu lahamros dvor lahofer briso. Even if we erred a lot in kamus and echus, he's ready to accept us. He's ready to take us back. He's ready to welcome us. Hashem accepts it. Hashem wants it. Hashem accepts it. And even if we're chodi, could be chodi for years and years and years, he does proper tshuva. Hashem makabli. Now, you know, he's not talking here about. He's not only talking about heavy stuff. He's not talking about. He's talking about our everyday lives. He's talking about davening without kavana. He's talking about making someone feel bad. He's not talking about tshuva, you know, you say a Baal Tshuva, you know, he used to be Michal Shabbos and now he's not. He's talking about life. He's talking about all sins, all of theirs. Look at the next paragraph. It says, Lufisha Tzadikim Shnei Sugim. He's going to say an interesting point now. He's going to say everybody's about, most people, the overwhelming majority of people of Tzadikim are Baal Tshuva, he's going to say. In the next paragraph, he's not talking about the people that are not doing tshuva, that are not thinking and are not thinking to better themselves. And he's talking about tzaddikim. So he says there's two types of tzaddikim. Some people they don't sin, or they sin very little, they kimat nothing. And then there's tzaddikim, meaning good people. They're normal people, you know. But they do tshuva. Ashavim in Avera.
And that's from mitzvah, they were saved from being.
What?
Mitzvah, they were saved from being.
They didn't have messianas.
On the way to do it, they were
shocked. He means, though, that they chose not to. I mean, a person always has bechira and always has nisyonos. So you can always talk about being nitzol, but he doesn't mean by an outside force. Why should he mean that? He means a tzaddik, that's true. And then you have ulufisha rov hamon tzaddikim, most good people, bali tshuva v'kapara. Again, you know, say bali tshuva, he doesn't mean, you know, nowadays when we talk about Bali Tshuva, he says Rov Hamona Tzadikim Bali Tshuva Vakapara, because they're not perfect and they're better and they become better, they better themselves and they work on themselves. He says the overwhelming majority of Tzadikim are like that. They don't maybe get a biography written about them.
Well, they
remove
those parts.
But the Chayim Zalvah says that Most of them have fallen and have picked themselves up. And he brings a raya from a perek in Tehillim. Now, if you don't know Tehillim, you're not going to appreciate the raya. But there's a perek about doing tshuva. There's a perek about tshuva. Perek Lamed Beis. About tshuva. L'David Maskil. So the first pasuk is Ashrei Nesui Pesha. Lucky or
fortunate,
yeah, thank you, is the person that had his Aveira forgiven. No say Avon but Pesha. Nesui Pesha. Kusui Chata'a, and had his sin covered up. The second pasuk is Ashrei Adam Lo Yachshov Hashem Lo Avon, that Hashem doesn't count, doesn't have a cheshbon of his averos. Then Berucho Remiya. So the Chavit HaLovitz is bothered by. Wait a second. He says, who's the bigger tzaddik? The bigger tzaddik is the person that was never chote. And then he makes another point. He says, everybody at one point was not chote, even the tzaddik. I mean, he was a tzaddik, and then he was chote. So he was a tzaddik before he was a chote. So logically, the second pasuk should come first. Why does he first talk about the Baal Tshuva, the tzaddik that does tshuva, and then in the second pasuk only he talks about the tzaddik who's like virtually perfect? So he says, you know why? Because the overwhelming majority of people are the first one. So David HaMelech talks about most people, most tzaddikim. Again, we're not talking about people who don't do tshuva. Maybe they're the majority of people, who knows. But that, we're not talking about that. We're talking about good people who work on themselves, become better. And this, she says, the overwhelming majority of people is the tzaddik that has fallen and has done tshuva. So David HaMelech puts that in the first pasuk, because that's the most people are like that. Meaning in Pasuk Beis, it's the first one that he mentioned 3 lines ago, but it's the second one, meaning it's in the next Pasuk. Hanitzoylem in Achet. Vavu b'shehen koydmen b'mayla. They should be first. Kikol b'al tshuva ha'yekvar tzadik lefnei sheyechta. Then called tzadik b'al tshuva. V'amur aleyam ashrei adam lo yachshov Hashem lo avon. The Ichar, he delayed, he made it second, David HaMelech. The Echar haskoras kadzu machmas miyat mitziusum b'chol dor v'dor. There just ain't that many of them. So he first said what most people, most tzaddikim are, and then he says the other one. K'maim rachasid, amavonus tishmur ka, Hashem b'yamod, v'omor k'yodam in tzaddik boros, Hashem yasotoy b'lo yechto, v'omor shlomo olav ha-shalom k'ein odom asher lo yechto. U'lefikach, that's why, because it's so prevalent, kovu kadmoneinu b'tchilas tfiloseinu, how do you start off davening? First you ask Hashem to seichel, and then you ask Hashem, Hashveinu avinu l'sarasecha, v'karveinu malkeinu l'amodasecha, v'chzveinu b'shuva shleimu l'fanecha, v'orecha to Hashem, v'orecha b'shuva, and then chanan amar b'l'sloach, because that's the human condition. So you start off Shmona Esrei with that. Okay.